My name's Bill Chambers. I'm part of the Committee Against Political Repression here in Chicago, and I'm also part of the Palestine Solidarity Group Chicago, one of the organizations that a number of our members have been targeted in this investigation. We're also one of the organizations who will not be stopping our work, and our work is growing, our members are growing, and we're going to continue on along with all the other organizations that have been targeted as part of this grand jury witch hunt. One thing I want to kind of remind you all, and Joe kind of suggested this. One of the things that we learned when we took our trips to Palestine is that during the last year, particularly, there's been an intensification of attack and intimidation, not only on international activists, but Palestinian activists in the West Bank and Gaza, and also Palestinian activists within the state of Israel. It's no accident that that intimidation is very similar to what's happening here among all the organizations, and particularly the solidarity movement in the United States. Why? We're too successful. We're having too much of an impact, and we all know that Israel and the occupation is getting increasingly isolated, and the victory of the people in Egypt is one more example of the tide is turning. That was one more U.S. puppet who has dropped away, one more impediment to a free Palestine. So one of the things that this panel is going to be about is, as it talks about the history of the struggle of repression, both present and past. So all the folks on this panel have either been part of a movement that's been targeted by the FBI and the U.S. Justice Department, or they've actually been part of a grand jury, a subpoena, and some of the folks have actually been in jail, and they'll be telling you about that. The suggestion of this panel that we're going to hear a little bit about some of the movements that have been targeted in the past, and one of the things we need to listen very closely is learn from them and their methods of being in solidarity and bringing, like, this whole organization and this conference that we have today, bringing people out in the street to support them. But the other thing we have to remember is that even though some of these movements have been targeted in the past, it hasn't stopped. We can talk about the Puerto Rican nationalist movement, absolutely targeted in the 70s and 80s. What's happening today? Oscar Lopez Rivera is still in jail. The U.S. Justice Department is still trying to deny him a pardon. We could talk about the Arab and Muslim community. There were attacks by the FBI and the U.S. Justice Department on that community in the 1980s. And we all know what's happening now. So when you listen to all the folks on the panel, keep remembering you're going to hear a little bit about the past and what the FBI has been doing and the U.S. Justice Department's been doing to anti-war solidarity activists and other folks since 1917 that is still going on today, the attacks on many of these movements. So the first person I want to introduce is Jose Lopez. He's the director of the Puerto Rican Cultural Center. He's also someone who served 8 months for refusing to testify in front of a grand jury that was targeting the Puerto Rican independence movement. And he is also, I'm sure, going to talk about Oscar Lopez Rivera.